Songs in the Night for March 10th. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. Be ye also patient. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Patience is a virtue which our Heavenly Father desires to cultivate in us, and He manifests in Himself the grandest example of it. Through all the centuries past, He has patiently endured the reproaches of those who, failing to understand the course of His wisdom in executing justice and in working out the deep designs of His abounding grace, attributed evil and only evil to His truly glorious and holy character. He knows that, in due time, His character will be fully vindicated, and so He patiently waits and works and endures. So also our Lord Jesus waits and endures. He endured great humiliation in coming to our low estate. Then, as a man, He patiently endured the contradictions of sinners against Himself, and ungrateful persecution, even unto death, from those He came to save. And, like His Heavenly Father, through it all, He was cheered into consideration of that due time, though, then in the far distant future, when His character, and also the Father's character, would be fully vindicated and manifested to every creature in heaven and in earth. And still our blessed Lord Jesus and our adorable Heavenly Father await with patience the grand consummation. So, in similar attitude of mind, we must wait, for the servant is not above his Lord, and our rejoicing in view of the future will, if we have the mind of Christ, be not only because of our own prospective vindication and glory, but also in prospect of the vindication and glory of God, and of our Lord Jesus, and of the prospective everlasting triumph of truth and righteousness. Zion's Watchtower, 1906, pages 165 through 166. Hymn 29. The text again. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. Be ye also patient. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8.